I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Pistol Packing, Divas in Pink. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie. Ooh,
danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, absolutely. Lock and load. The Bruins' Stanley Cup victory was impressive, but perhaps even more so was Tim Thomas's performance in the net, which some have said was the greatest performance by an NHL goalie in history. Have they got that right?
I think if you take it from the beginning of the playoffs to the very end, there is no question that it is. It certainly was the greatest finals performance by a goalie I've ever seen. I mean, even, you know, one of the ones, memorable ones that comes to mind is Ken Dryden as a young man beating the Bobby Orr Bruins. But even in that series, he had a game where he gave up five goals.
Considerably less impressive was the riot in downtown Vancouver following the Canucks loss, unless you happen to be impressed by the numbers. 150 people requiring hospital treatment, nearly 100 arrests, damages in the millions of dollars. It goes on and on.
First of all, it's a very impressive riot, as riots go.
Mm-hmm.
In the context of riots, that's a pretty good riot. This is one I do not understand. Are they that disappointed? Why do I get the feeling there were just a whole bunch of people who needed an excuse?
This is our first chance, Charlie, for a tip of the hat to the new NBA champion, Dallas Mavericks. I appreciate the fact that owner Mark Cuban did not stick the city with the costs of the victory parade, but I think I might have paid money to avoid having to listen to this part of the celebration.
We are the champions! We are the champions!
That, of course, is series MVP Dirk Nowitzki, who better stay with his day job, I think.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf. First of all, the one mitigating factor is it's a really terrible song.
Yes.
So
yes.
We'll give Dirk a pass on that.
All right, a little post-postseason clarification, please. LeBron James said this week, quote, "I'm not superior or better than anyone else," and certainly that's true regarding various members of the Dallas Mavericks, but that's not exactly what he meant, is it?
Yeah, he had said something in the immediate aftermath of the game, which was undeniably true, if ill-timed, which is basically that a lot of people who vicariously hate him need to get lives and try not to take sports quite so seriously. No athlete, especially losing athletes, is allowed to say that in public anymore, so he has to come back and clarify.
It's LeBron and not Nowitzki who was honored in Peoria, Illinois on Thursday. Charlie, tell our listeners about how the Peoria Chiefs tipped their cap to Mr. James.
They gave away LeBron James championship rings, but the catch was that they don't exist! So essentially, you are handed air.
The world's cheapest promotion.
Exactly.
Thereby making it very attractive to minor league baseball teams. In other basketball news, here's a riddle for you. When are 500 career victories not 500 career victories?
When the NCAA takes them away, which they have done with two of John Calipari's three visits to the Final Four. They vacated the victories he had with UMass and with Memphis in the NCAA tournaments in which they played, which knocks his 500 career wins down a few.
All right, so they already had a celebration of John Calipari's 500 wins, and now we got to subtract the ones that didn't count. Do they do it again when he reaches 500 for real?
They should take it all back, and Kentucky should realize that when you sign this guy, this is the kind of problem you let yourself in for.
Charlie, during this NFL lockout, contact between players and teams has been prohibited, of course, but the Green Bay Packers received permission to hand out the team's Super Bowl rings in a private ceremony on Thursday night. Gee, it was nice of Commissioner Goodell to call a truce for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you want to hand out prizes for the last NFL season we'll ever see in our lifetime, this was probably a good way to do it.
Because the alternative was a guy down the corridor saying, hey, yeah, kid, come
exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Some
guy with a bunch of them
box.
Hanging from the inside of his overcoat.
Earlier this week, there were rumors that the NFL and its players were close to an agreement that would have ended the lockout. But, oops, maybe not.
Yeah, the owners are not on the same page. There are at least two owners who are not going to agree to anything except abject surrender. Roger Goodell is going to have to find his way out of this. Good luck, Roger. You embarked on this strategy. Have a nice time with it.
I know Ohio State is all about football, Charlie, but what did you think of President E. Gordon Gee's speech to graduates of the university, some of whom are actually not football players, as I understand it?
Well, he had to say something, and they were graduating inside Ohio Stadium, which meant that, you know, football problems were hanging over everybody, and he pointed out that this, quote, great grand building has been home to disappointment and tumult. That is but a temporary sideshow. And then they all went out and got tattoos.
In other college football scandal news, I suspect that football players at UNC could maybe use remedial tutoring in how to park their cars.
Okay, I know football players running up $13,000 worth of parking tickets is a huge number, and people should be embarrassed. But everybody out there in our listening audience who actually paid the parking tickets you got in college, please stand up. Sit down, you bunch of liars.
I'm standing up.
Sit down, you liar. You did not pay your tickets.
I did.
You did not.
I did.
I want to see records from the New Haven Police Department.
The car was registered in my father's name. He would have killed me.
Sit your butt down, you liar. Liar.
Jamie and Frank McCourt reached a divorce settlement yesterday, Charlie, but we won't know who owns the Dodgers until August. Why not?
Because they have to settle that in a separate hearing, which they're going to have a one-day hearing to determine if the title to the Dodgers. Wouldn't it be great if there was like a pink piece of paper that like you had for your car, which you obviously did not pay your parking tickets on, that said, you know, Los Angeles Dodgers belongs to...
Just
but anyway,
sign it.
They have to decide whether the title is in Frank McCourt's name or whether the team should be community property. Apparently, they can't settle this in the abnormal course of this very abnormal litigation, so they're going to have one-day trial for the Dodgers.
Sounds like a coin flip.
One day,
there's not going to be time for much else.
I think Manny Ramirez owns the Dodgers, if you really want to look at it.
And finally, Charlie, another athlete has gotten himself into trouble via electronic communication. Tell us about the email Brazilian soccer player Marcelo wishes he could call back.
Do not hit reply all. This is a tip from old guys trying to do things on the intertubes. Never hit reply all because it will only get you in trouble. Marcelo sent an email to a friend saying he would be able to play for Real Madrid since he pulled out of a game that Brazil was playing against Scotland, and told his friend that the reason he'd be able to play for Real Madrid was he was faking an injury to get out of the Brazil-Scotland game. This is all well and good, except he also sent the email, reply all, to Brazil manager Mano Menezes, and Mano was not happy.
No. Charlie Pierce.
I've come to give you a leg injury.
He's the author of Idiot America, as well as several other books. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Liar!
I paid the tickets!